Meanwhile, Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas has declared Saturday a day of national mourning after those 17 Gazans were killed by Israeli forces on Friday during the peaceful protests in the besieged enclave. Abbas also called on the United Nations to protect defenseless Palestinians. Our Ramallah correspondent, Mona Kandil, brings us more.
Palestinian President Mahmoud Abbas says Israel is fully responsible for the death of Palestinians during peaceful protests on Land Day in the Gaza Strip. In a televised speech, Abbas asked the United Nations to immediately work towards providing protection for the defenseless Palestinians and called on the international community to intervene.
I express my pride in the sacrifice of the Palestinian people today. I place the responsibility for the death of the martyrs in Gaza and Israel. The occupation army attacked non-violent demonstrators who went out to mark Land Day and to emphasize that they adhere to the right to self-determination. I instructed our envoy to the UN to demand international protection for the Palestinian people from the Security Council and the UN.
Abbas also declared Saturday a day of national mourning in honor of the Palestinians who were killed by Israeli forces during the Great Return March that was held along the so-called buffer zone on Land Day. Palestinian Prime Minister Rami Hamdallah also said Israel should be held accountable for what he described as a premeditated murder of Palestinians in Gaza. A general strike across the occupied West Bank was also held, following calls by Palestinian Authority and national factions.
The killing of Palestinians by Israeli forces, those people were peacefully protesting Israeli occupation policies and demanding their right of return. The Israeli regime deployed the snipers at the borders with Gaza to kill people in cold blood. This is why today is a gloomy and sad day across the occupied territories. We are observing a day of mourning and general strike to pay tribute to the victims, and we insist that those Israeli criminals and the regime must be held accountable.
Meanwhile, the United Nations Secretary General Antonio Guterres called for an independent and transparent investigation into the deaths and injuries in Gaza on Friday. His call came as the UN Security Council heard fears of a further escalation in the Gaza Strip during emergency talks. The Council, however, failed to publicly condemn Israel's use of fatal force against civilians in Gaza.
Many experts believe that the high number of casualties on Land Day proves that people will always stand in defiance of Israel's occupation. Mona Kandil for Press TV, occupied Ramallah.
Crossing over to London, join my peace advocate and political commentator, Mr. James Thring. Thanks so much for being with us. Well, yesterday you saw what was a violent, very violent day for Palestinians. With their peaceful protest. Why don't we hear the kind of outrage that we should be hearing when we have 17 people, innocent people being killed, over 1,400 people being injured? Should be the top story on all news channels all over the world, and should actually everyone be outraged at the loss of innocent life? What is it going to take for us to see this true reflection of the reality taking place there?
Well, it would really mean a change of the way that the media in the West is controlled by Friends of Israel. But I have to say that it's beginning to happen, because unusually the BBC Radio 4 this morning had an interview with Mark Regev, the ambassador to the UK, in which it made quite a few challenging remarks. It started off by saying that these people were only conducting an innocent protest, to which he said, oh no, they are trying to provoke violence. Then the BBC said, your troops fired on children. Now, the BBC doesn't usually allege any crimes against the Israelis, but this is a beginning of it. Mark Regev then said, they were trying to tear down the fence. And luckily the BBC, brighter than usual, said, but it was an electric fence. How could children tear down an electric fence? And Mark Regev has difficulty there. He said, he moves on to, Hamas rules Gaza with an iron fist. And they force people into doing this kind of thing, which of course is complete rubbish because it's a national day and everyone in Gaza must feel very violent about the way they're being treated, starved of water and food and communications with the outside world.
So you think that there's the beginning of a transition in the West? You feel that more information is getting out, more accurate information reflecting the reality is actually getting out more and more to the people?
Well, I can't generalize, but this was certainly a surprise this morning from the BBC, which normally probably wouldn't even report this kind of mass murder. But today they gave it about 15 minutes. The only thing they didn't do was when Regev said, there's no reason for this violence. The BBC didn't say, well, of course there's a reason for it. These people were trying to get to see their homes across the border. And of course they are living in a blockaded country, blockaded by the Israelis and starved, as I said, of water and everything else. They didn't say that, unfortunately.
Well, hopefully we'll reach a point very soon that they will get to that point and say the whole truth. Thank you so much for being with us out of London, Mr. James Thring, peace advocate and political commentator.